Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Dial a Sailor by Patrick Costello, Talmadge, Nebraska, USA. In August of 1976, the USS Truxtun CGN-35 sailed out of San Diego, California for a 9-month Western Pacific deployment. After a brief stop in Hawaii, the ship headed south of the equator for our next two stops, Wellington, New Zealand, and Melbourne, Australia. At that time, many citizens of the two countries wanted their part of the world to be a nuclear-free zone. They wanted nothing to do with nuclear power or nuclear weapons. This ideology put the Truxtun square in the middle of the controversy on two counts. My ship had a designation of CGN. The C stands for cruiser, the G for guided missile, and the N for nuclear power. Having guided missiles with the potential for carrying a nuclear warhead was bad enough, but being a nuclear-powered ship, that was too much for the protesters. The Truxtun arrived in Wellington on a cold and dreary day. The reception we got from the protesters went hand in hand with the weather. Close to 100 boats greeted us with signs of protest. They wanted us and the ship out of New Zealand territorial waters. As Captain Talley eased into the port, he was told the dock workers had gone out on strike and we would not be able to tie up to any of the piers. This forced us to an anchorage out in the port waters. The crew would have to shuttle into Wellington across somewhat choppy waters using small boats. Then, the ferry boat crew also decides to strike. New Zealand is primarily made up of two large islands. The ferry boats are a vital link between them, so just by being there, the Truxtun had inconvenienced an entire country. These events made the crew a little anxious about going ashore for liberty. As it turned out, our fears were unfounded. First, the Wellington police arranged for several covered launches to shuttle us to and from shore. A phone line was brought into the shore patrol shack so the residents could call the Dial-a-Sailor line and invite a crewman over for a meal or to attend a gathering. My friend Tom and I picked out a family from the Dial-a-Sailor list and spent the day with them. They picked us up from the pier about noon. We drove around Wellington seeing the sights. They asked us as many questions about life in the U.S. as we did about life in New Zealand. After the sightseeing, we ended up at their home for a wonderful meal. We ate and talked into the evening hours before returning to the ship. The family's generosity sailed with us the rest of the cruise. Many years have passed since, but not the warm feelings I have for the people of Wellington. They opened their hearts and their homes to the crew of the USS Truxtun. Not only that, the whole story was repeated again as the ship arrived in Melbourne, Australia. We were greeted with protests, then overwhelmed by kindness and generosity.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.